A running tally of overpass strikes in Metro Vancouver rose to a new record early Tuesday morning, November 5, after another semi-trailer truck failed to clear the railway bridge just east of the new Glover Road overpass. Langley RCMP said a truck transporting a crane scraped the railway overpass at 232 Street around 4:40 a.m. Damage appeared to be minor and the incident was still under investigation Wednesday. According to the online Metro Vancouver Overpass Impact Counter, this latest crash brought the total number of overpass collisions in Metro Vancouver to 21 so far this year, a new all-time record. In 2023, Metro Vancouver recorded 12 hits according to the unofficial estimate by the counter at https://x.com/mvoverpassdwe. The railway overpass has a 4.4 meters clearance, far less than the minimum 5.2 meters modern standards require. It is slated for replacement, like the neighboring Glover Road overpass, which, built in the 1960s, stood 4.3 meters. Glover Crossing was demolished and replaced with a new overpass that opened in May with better height clearance, and multi-use pathways on either side for cyclists and pedestrians. The rising number of overpass collisions in Metro Vancouver comes despite a provincial move to increase penalties for such crashes after an Aldergrove-based trucking company, Chauhan Freight Forwarders, had its license to operate in BC cancelled, following 6 overpass collisions in the last 2 years. Chauhan's safety certificate was suspended on December 29, 2023, when Overhyde Ironwork being transported by a Chauhan contractor crashed into the Highway 99 overpass at 112th Street in Delta. Chauhan filed a court challenge of the suspension. Read also, BC's overpass strike fines now up to $100,000, could include jail time. Read also, video, quiet opening of New Glover Road overpass grabs attention online.